Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Durham. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Triandos and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive towards third. Hatfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos strikes out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. There goes Minoso. The throw from Triandos to Miranda, and Minoso is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Shirm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Durham out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis strikes out. 1 out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Triandos strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. 1 out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Torgerson moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durham who is chasing the ball. Rivera reaches third base with a triple. Torgerson scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 2 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Hal Brown. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gardner scores. Busby moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Triandos reaches second base with a double. Busby scores. Niemann goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 5, Orioles, 5. Lenny Green pinch runs for Gus Triandos. Jerry Staley now pitching. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyd is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Billy Goodman now playing third base. George Zivirink now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Beard pinch runs for Fred Hatfield. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis bunts towards the mound. Zivirink fields it and throws to first for the out. Beard moves to second. One out. Ken Lehman now pitching. Larry Doby pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Larry Doby. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Barry Latman now pitching. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pilarczyk for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser now playing shortstop. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards short. Bridewesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-4 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Busby is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.